Ed. It's WMFO in Medford, 10 a.m. right here on Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, so we heard the debut on WMFO, anyway, of the brand new one from The Sins called Woman Child. What do we think? We love it?
That's a great song, catchy, right?
Love that. And they're going to be playing Thursday night, remember, at the Barn, along with False Positives and Freeloader, 6 o'clock doors, early show, great show. Go see that. And here at 10:01, I've got another 5-song set from DJ Sherman. Let's talk through the songs just a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, well, most of the shows, including the Cocktail Slipper Stupidity show coming up, a lot of the stuff is a mix between bands of mod, ska, and post-punk. So what I thought would be fun is doing probably my most requested or most reactive songs that I do. I get a lot of people asking for this stuff, so including Bootleg Dan, actually, my last show in New York, the number one track coming up was one of his requests. So first up is The Undertones' Teenage Kicks, and if anyone is a fan and used to listen to back in the day of John Peel, the famous British DJ, he always said that this is one of his favorite ever songs, which says a lot for what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a real deal.
Yeah, yeah, John Peel's a real deal, and he'll always say that this is his favorite track.
I want people to hear you.
Yeah, he is definitely the real deal.
So much better, see?
There we go.
Talk into that funny-looking thing.
Hey, thank you, Mike, thanks.
And, of course, Scar is another big thing I do, and I don't know how many times I've been asked for Prince Buster, and so this is one of my favorite Prince Buster tracks, so generally people just ask for anything by him. Dr. Feelgood coming up, two great band, high energy. They always, a lot of punk bands will refer back to them about the energy that they brought to stage is very influential as much as their music. And then I do play a lot of soul too, classic soul, and this is a classic by Curtis Mayfield.
Oh yeah,
that I asked for the Chelsea Curve. Our good friends at Chelsea Curve always ask for this song. Tim, the guitarist, one of his favorites. A big smile comes on his face usually when I spin this thing.
There you go.
And the last thing is an interesting one, and we'll talk about them at the end. It's a Deep Purple cover by a band from the 90s called Cooler Shaker. Great band, but interesting. The singer's very interesting, and we'll talk about it later.
All right. Like so many songs, I learned about this on WBCN way back when from Bradley J. This is the Undertone starting us off, and a great song. This is Teenage Kicks starting us off. WMFO.
She was mad, she looks so good. I wanna hold. shiny cars, drive around detecting crime. Hear the sirens wail, the cops are on a killing time.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford, 916, 917, just about in the morning. I'm Mike, along with DJ Sherman. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
And Bootleg Dan.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
There he is, right on top of the mic like he should be. That's very good. And we just heard a great set from you. You're just killing it today.
Hopefully.
And every day. This is why you do what you do. Just to remind people, you have the great job of spinning and entertaining people in between bands when they play.
Absolutely,
you have this,
yeah.
You have this great system there. I stand there and watch you all the time.
So, yeah, that's what I do. A lot of bands request me, and save the sound engineer just playing his playlist. They prefer me catering the tunes to their show, I guess.
Yep.
So that's what I do. I'll do a little warm-up set, and then when the bands play in between sets, I'll just keep the vibe going and usually just cater the tunes to whatever the band's, you know, genre is, to keep the place going.
He does a really good job of that, I can testify.
Mm-hmm. And it's a tough job, to be honest, because you get about 15-20 minutes between sets, so you have, you know, thousands of songs to choose from, and you get five or six you've got to pick.
I know the feeling.
Yes, you do. As a DJ, it's like, where do you go, which ones you pick? So anyway, so yeah, it was a good set. Hopefully everyone enjoyed it. I mean, most people would recognize a lot of this stuff, perhaps they won't. Teenage Kicks, the Undertones, a band from Belfast.
So great.
What a great band. Boy, I would have loved to have seen them live.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen them recently live. You know, they're still touring, but not the original band with Fergal Sharkey with amazing, amazing vocals back in the day. Unfortunately, he doesn't sing with them anymore. But a great band, great tune. I mean, the rest of the stuff they do, I think that was their first ever single.
Really?
But all the follow-up stuff from that over the next few years was also great. Some amazing tracks by them. And then we slid into Prince Buster. I mean, as I say, a lot of the stuff I play between shows.
Ska,
post-punk, mod, kind of mixed bag, because people don't want to listen to the same genre all night. So everyone kind of enjoys a little mixed bag. So I have a poster up on the wall usually behind the DJ set. And when it says Ska, I can guarantee someone's going to come up to me and say, "You got any Prince Buster?"
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I got to make sure I've got some of that stuff lined up. I play a lot of the more modern Ska too, Specials and Madness, all that type of stuff.
But,
that's my favorite track by him. Not many people actually ask for particular tracks by Prince Buster, but they usually just ask for anything by him. And then the next band, Dr. Feelgood, early 70s, mid-70s, 74, 75 band that a lot of the punk bands that follow, the Pistols, the Clash, will hark to. Not so much the music style and more the energy they brought to their shows.
They influenced a lot of different bands. They had that R&B, the blues going on. Unfortunately, they didn't do a lot of touring in the U.S. I've got a couple of live recordings of them playing in the U.S. in 74, 75, but they did not play the U.S. that much, which is too bad.
Interesting band. They're from an area called Canvey Island, and if anyone from the U.K. knows Canvey Island, it is a peninsula in the estuary of East London, and it is sticks out in the middle of the estuary of the Thames River, and it's surrounded by oil refineries, and in this island, there is fairgrounds, candy cane, entertainment, vacation beaches, and people go there, big London draw, to go there for the weekends. It's like Hampton Beach, but you're stuck. Real getaway. It's like a little oasis in the Thames River, surrounded by oil refineries. So actually, if you listen to a lot of the lyrics, you'll kind of realize that this is the area they're from. Great band. Wilco Johnson's guitaring is phenomenal. And lead.
Amazing guitar player. I was just telling DJ that he hasn't heard it yet, but Wilco Johnson did probably one of the coolest records that I've heard in a long time with Roger Daltrey, after he got diagnosed with brain cancer, and he lived for another 5 or 6 years after that. But if you don't know that particular record called Going Home, go out and buy it. Get the extended version with extra tracks, because it's well worth it. It reminded me of the best two albums since like Faces. So, yeah, go out and get it.
Very cool. Bootleg Dan band. Speaks. And then we heard that great Curtis Mayfield track.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And I do a lot of what they call in England Northern Soul or Classic Soul here. And that's usually one of my go-tos. And a lot of smiles come on faces when I start spinning that track. And a lot of people start hitting the dance floor and bopping around to it.
And that Deep Purple cover by Cooler Shaker, I can't even tell you how great that was.
Oh, great cover of it. Cooler Shaker, interesting band. They were a Britpop band from the 90s, you know, Oasis and Blur type of period. They came out, had some really, really good tracks, all, you know, their own originals, but they did this cover. And the lead singer is a guy called Crispin Mills, who has an interesting lineage. His mother was Hayley Mills, who was the actress in the original Parent Trap.
Disney, yeah. Yes.
So this is Hayley Mills' son, is Crispin Mills, on lead guitar and vocals. And his grandfather, Sir John Mills, is an Academy Award-winning actor from the 40s and 50s. So interesting lineage, yeah.
Well, he did them proud with that cover.
Yes,
great.
He did.
That was great.
And there's other bands that have done that cover, too. I was just talking about, first of all, the Cocktail Slippers do a killer version of Hush. And hopefully they'll do it when they come to Boston. Matter of fact, I'll make sure they do it when they come to Boston. And there's a great other band that did it, too. Dan Beard and the Homemade Sin, a live record. If you don't know who Dan Beard is, that's the lead singer and guitar player for Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself. So, yeah, Hush, that's a great song.
It's a great song cover, and it was originally too.
Yeah, very good.
All right, you guys. So at 10:23 in the morning, I've got a five-song set, starting with New Noise from one of our best around here. Adam Sherman has another beautiful ballad. I think this one might be the best yet. This one's called Pure Is Yours, and it's New Noise at WMFO.
Just want love to be you, just as my password, it's my mother's maiden name. And some thoughts I like erase. Go ahead, make another me. I could use a company. Go ahead, make another me. I live too long to be this lonely. Go ahead, make another me, save. Let's do this while I'm still alive.
Beautiful. Half the time. never wants to do. The reckoning has come at last. It makes you think of you. You said you can't stop the wave from crashing down. Night. She needs to think it through. The morning light comes too fast. The truth comes into view. When you said you can't stop the rain from falling down.
Drive the car, there is always an unseen, unwelcome passenger with you. That passenger is danger. The danger of a traffic accident. Unfortunately, every person seems to have the absurd notion that he bears a charmed life, that no traffic accident can happen to him. But it can, and too often it does. So when you're behind that wheel, don't take chances. Obey all traffic rules. Drive safely for life, your life, and the lives of us.
Foundations despise. Born without the others, a waste of your time. almost every fortnight. The hour is nigh, finalists and dreamers alike. Don't it feel like falling down? A pit in your stomach, a tear in your wedding gown. Each stepping stone sinking further below, but I don't mind the cold. Don't you feel
WMFO 10:42 in the morning. I'm Mike, along with DJ Sherman and Bootleg Dan. Just heard that last set. It was kind of a slower vibe, but very powerful at the same time. Started off with the great Boston artist Adam Sherman. Brand new single from him called "Pure Is Yours." It's out legitimately on October 11th, but we got it first. Will Daly has a new album coming out. That's a single just before this comes out called "Make Another Me," with Juliana Hatfield in there as well. Infinite Sonic, our friend Thomas, asked us to play this one from their Alpha EP. That was Perfect Autumn. The Chris Vandelay Project from South Carolina, a brand new single from them called "Your Favorite War," and just ended up with a band that I'm starting to like a lot called Semantics. Brand new noise from them, single called "Stepping Stone." All right, at 10:43, it's time for the last set from DJ Sherman. All right, let's talk about this set. This one's pretty cool. This is mostly like newer ones and stuff that's in your Spotify liked folder.
Exactly, yeah. So the first two sets were, you know, the DJ Sherman classics, I guess you'd call them. But this is moving away from my alter ego, DJ Sherman. More to the stuff I've been listening to recently and some just random picks, really, to be honest, from my Spotify liked list. And the first one we're going to go for is C6 Steve, Roy's Gang, great country music style. It's an interesting song. He plays a one-string guitar and a drummer. That's all there is on this song.
Oh, wow.
And then we go into Quayside, a band from Liverpool, we're up and coming, 2024 release. Then we've got Market Street, tuned by a band called The Raytons, another up-and-coming band, been around a couple of years, but this is their 2024 release.
Okay.
And finishing off with Sugar Glass by Shop Class.
What a great song that is.
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Killer song.
Killer song. Okay, so here's C6 Steve starting us off with Roy's Gang right here at WMFO.
I wanna get on that stage, wanna play That's the It's like I can't feel my face when you're by my side. It's like you're running through my veins. You got me
in the company of witnesses. Wannabe protagonist, keeping up appearances. Pissed on being adored and fearing his own differences.
It's W.